It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. State Democrats and Republicans draw together supporters holding their respective state conventions in Green Bay and La Crosse. We look at takeaways from these events, and you can be part of the discussion about party politics and pressing issues. Call in with a question or comment at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jesse O'Poyan is state government and politics reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, covered the Democratic State Convention. Jesse, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Good morning. And Jack Kelly with us as well, a Wisconsin politics reporter for the Capital Times, covered the GOP's convention this weekend. Jack, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Jack, let's start with you. This weekend, as you were at the Republican State Convention, what was the mood, the energy like for the GOP gathering in La Crosse?
Well, you know, folks are always fired up at conventions like this. It's an opportunity to get to meet with the other diehards of your party. And in this case, it was the Republicans in La Crosse. People were excited. It's an off-year convention, so it lacked maybe a little bit of the gravitas of a big election year convention where you have candidates coming through and you have speeches and everything else. But folks were fired up. Republicans were billing this as a way to prepare for 2024. And Brian Schimming, the state party chairman, told me that he thought the convention was a success when it came to that.
Any through lines that you saw in the themes that emerged in the speeches?
I think the convention was an interesting weekend to highlight a little bit of the disconnect almost between some of the grassroots diehards, the folks that are members of county Republican parties that knock doors, that do the on the ground work to try to win elections, and some elected Republicans and party leadership, just in terms of what they want to focus on, what issues matter the most to them, and how they want to move forward to become competitive in statewide elections again. Wisconsin Republicans have struggled over the last few years to win statewide, Ron Johnson being one of probably the biggest exception. So it was an interesting to see kind of that disconnect between what local grassroots folks are interested in and wanting to focus on and what the kind of professional face of the party wants to focus on.
Jesse, turning to you, on June 10th and 11th, you covered the Democrats' state convention in Green Bay. What were some of your takeaways? What was the focus of those who attended?
Sure. Well, like Jack said, it's an off-year convention, so it's maybe not quite as bustling as some that you would attend when there's a lot of elections on the line. But the theme for Democrats was really re-electing Senator Tammy Baldwin and re-electing President Joe Biden. The party chair Ben Wickler said it's the three B's or the triple B going forward: Biden, Baldwin, and blue down ballot. So electing Democrats up and down the ballot. Democrats are feeling pretty good right now. They've won 14 of the last 17 statewide elections, including a really big state Supreme Court race most recently. So for Democrats, it's really about maintaining that momentum and, not getting complacent and too satisfied with the wins that they've had, but trying to figure out how to maintain that energy going forward.
Their theme was working for Wisconsin. I'm wondering, did that theme manifest in the speeches or in the breakout sessions?
It was a lot of conversation about kind of in particular how Tammy Baldwin has worked with the Biden administration and sort of bringing home some federal policy wins for Wisconsinites. So infrastructure funding, promoting made in Wisconsin and made in the U.S. jobs, expanding access to healthcare, restoring access to abortion, some of Tammy Baldwin's work in particular with veterans and farmers, and expanding access to healthcare, and particularly mental health care for those demographics in particular.
Jesse O'Poyan with us, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Jack Kelly with the Cap Times, as we talk about the two state party conventions. And you can join in with your observations, your questions at 800-642-1234. Jack, I want to turn to one of the speeches. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson addressed the convention Saturday, saying pro-life is the most compassionate approach to the abortion issue. And Johnson again pushed for a one-time single referendum to resolve the question, at what point does society have the responsibility to protect life?
But if we as Republicans ask that question repeatedly, the first thing that does is acknowledges that a woman has a right. Again, you may not necessarily agree with what decision that woman may make, but that woman has a right. But at some point in time, the unborn child within her also has a right.
And that audio, courtesy of Wisconsin Eye. Jack, what stood out to you with how Johnson framed this issue?
This is an extension of how he framed the abortion issue going back to his reelection campaign against Mandela Barnes last year. Other Democrats were very successful in using abortion and abortion policy to win elections. Tony Evers tagged Tim Michaels on this in the governor's race. Josh Call made similar efforts against Eric Toney in the AG's race. Those Republicans struggled to put together to articulate a clear message on where they stand on abortion. Senator Johnson offered this kind of nuanced take of having a referendum statewide. I think it's important. It's not clear exactly how this would work if this were possible. And I also just think it shows that Republicans are continuing to grapple with how they should message on abortion. Obviously, safe and legal abortion is very popular. We see this in polling. It has bipartisan support. And I think it shows that Republicans and, pretty savvy Republican politicians like Ron Johnson are continuing to grapple with how do you message on abortion when it is something that has cost you so many elections.
Jesse, turning to Democrats, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin said Wisconsin residents have lost their right to abortion, collective bargaining, and fair voting because of the gerrymandering of electoral maps.
These rights, these freedoms have all been attacked, curtailed, or even taken away entirely by the far right wing. But I stand on this stage knowing we just voted to send Judge Janet Protasiewicz to our state's highest court to defend our rights and freedoms.
Again, from Wisconsin Eye there. Jesse, how did other Democratic convention speakers talk about the impact of liberal justices who now serve as the majority on the state Supreme Court?
This is a pretty prevalent theme. And again, going back to this sort of momentum question, Democrats are excited and I think hopeful. In particular, the abortion issue, there is an existing court case challenging that 1849 ban. It's currently in Dane County, but it's very much expected to make its way to the state Supreme Court and would do so after Judge Janet Protasiewicz takes the bench and shifts that liberal majority or either the majority to a liberal majority. So there's hope there, I think, among Democrats that will be reconsidered. And again, that the electoral maps will be reconsidered, but also a bit of a sense that even if the abortion issue in particular is settled or changed at the state level, the thought then is that the fight would continue at the federal level, whether there's a national ban or future court cases that could continue to influence that. I think Democrats are trying to drive home the message that it wouldn't end just with a favorable ruling here in Wisconsin.
Jack, turning back to Republicans and who would take on Tammy Baldwin, we heard this month U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher confirmed he will not challenge Baldwin for election next year. How are Republicans who attended the convention feeling about that race?
Yeah, that's a great question. I got to talk to a couple of folks who are also rumored to be getting into the race, Representative Tom Tiffany, who represents most of northern Wisconsin, Eric Hovde, who is a businessman who has run for the Senate before and is weighing another bid. It was interesting. WisPolitics.com did their annual straw poll at the convention. I think Tom Tiffany did end up winning the straw poll among convention delegates. But I think folks are really looking for somebody who can win. Tammy Baldwin is obviously, you know, she's been elected twice for a reason. She's very, very savvy politician who's popular in parts of the state that other Democrats are not. And so I think they're looking for somebody who can win. And I think a lot of folks would love to avoid a messy primary. Wisconsin, mm-hmm. you know, elections favor incumbents. That's especially the case in Wisconsin with the primary being so late. Primary happens in August. You basically only have 90 days for a general election. They're looking for someone who can win. And I think a lot of people would like to avoid a messy primary.
Jack Kelly, state politics reporter at the Cap Times. We have Jesse O'Poyen here, cover state politics at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And you can join in along the way as we talk about party politics in our battleground state. Call in with questions and comments, 800-642-1234. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Republican Party of Wisconsin hosts their state convention over the weekend in La Crosse, the theme Red to the Roots. And the Democratic Party of Wisconsin hosts their state convention in Green Bay earlier this month with the theme Working for Wisconsin. We get takeaways from these gatherings. You can join in, call in, share thoughts, ask a question. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. State politics reporters Jesse O'Poyen at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and Jack Kelly at the Cap Times. Stay with us. Jack, I want to turn to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss at the Republican convention over the weekend. We heard Governor Evers telling Milwaukee Journal Sentinel last week he would veto any state budget that includes a proposed $32 million cut to the UW system's DEI efforts. What did Assembly Speaker Voss say at the convention about diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Yeah, I mean, Speaker Voss has taken aim at DEI efforts, particularly in the UW system. He was reiterating comments that he made, previously earlier in the week about how taxpayer dollars shouldn't be spent on those kinds of efforts and how they would, you know, try to cut the UW system budget if they were going to be. He himself is an alumnus of UW-Whitewater, and he, you know, told the crowd that he was embarrassed to be a UW system alum because of its DEI efforts. I think it is important to note, though, we don't know exactly what a cut, if any, will actually look like. The State Budget Committee has not taken that up, but they are likely going to do it this week. So I guess we'll find out in the next few days.
Jesse, what do you make of, Speaker Voss's words at the convention and in the lead up?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the lead up, as you mentioned, you know, he's talked about it's about $32 million that Assembly Republicans have targeted that, they did a records request looking for positions that were associated with DEI programming. And he told reporters at the end of the week that, that's not even, that's not enough in his eyes necessarily, that there's certainly more funding that's being spent on DEI programming. And so while that $32 million figure is out there, and while Governor Evers has said that he would veto a budget that cuts the UW system, especially that amount, Speaker Voss said he's still waiting to hear what Senate Republicans want to do. And if they were to propose an even deeper cut, again, particularly targeted at DEI programming, he would be supportive of that.
The Democrats' convention schedule included caucus meetings for people of color and disabilities, as well as focused on rural and environmental issues. What might this say about how the party intends to canvass voters?
Sure. And I didn't attend any of the caucus meetings, but Democrats have been losing in rural areas in recent years. That's no secret. So I think, the constant question for Democrats is how to reclaim some of those votes and how to reconnect with voters in those areas. It's also no secret that environmental issues are a big deal in those areas, particularly water quality. So I know that that's going to be a big focus for Democrats going forward.
Jack, at the convention Saturday, state Republicans approved non-binding resolutions. What stood out to you there?
So they approved a whole slate of them, mm-hmm. And most of them they did in one single vote, though there were a handful that they pulled out to debate on their own. I think, again, the resolutions really show the contrast between what the grassroots, like the day-to-day county party Republicans, how there's this kind of, I don't know if it's a rift or if there's just a contrast between what they want and what kind of the professional face of the party. So the, you know, Brian Schimming, the state party chair, elected officials, some of the RPW staff want. A big thing being is that Brian Schimming has now become a big advocate for early voting and mail-in ballots. Of course, then, you know, delegates and, you know, people at the convention approved this non-binding resolution, something along the lines of securing our elections. And in it, they advocate for returning to only same day, you know, election day in-person voting. So the resolutions are a reminder that where the grassroots of the party is might be different from where the leadership of the party is. And I think that that was very telling in something like the stance that they took on elections.
That is really interesting. I mean, here you have the leader of the party advocating for early voting, and then you have these non-binding restrictions that say, you know, forcing college students to vote in their hometowns instead of on campus and ending early voting. It really is a stark contrast there.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I think that the college students resolution actually was tabled, so they didn't take it up. But yeah, I mean, it was certainly a point of debate. I mean, they debated a resolution about the, you know, the sanctity of human life. So that was focused on both abortion and, you know, assisted suicide. And I think that it is really interesting. I mean, you had attendees, delegates standing up at the microphone telling these very personal stories about their own experience with, you know, miscarriages or other medical emergencies that they had during pregnancy, and talking about how, you know, the life-saving treatment I would have needed would not have been available to me today because of the Wisconsin's abortion law. And people seemed to respect that. And some people were billing it as, we should be doing this because it's right. Others were dealing as, we should soften our stance on abortion policy because it's what we need to do to win elections. And then when they come to actually vote on the resolution, you know, they've overwhelmingly approved it, and it included provisions, you know, like a personhood provision to consider, you know, a fetus as a person to give them the same protections that you or I would have. So it was a really interesting juxtaposition between where party leadership is and where the grassroots are.
Talking about the two state party conventions, takeaways with two political reporters, Jack Kelly there with the Cap Times, Jesse O'Poyen with us, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can join in 800-642-1234. Jesse, Governor Tony Evers addressing the Democratic convention. What was his message to his base? What stood out to you?
Sure. You know, it was, again, it was a lot of reiterating perceived policy wins, you know, both at the state level and at the federal level. What was a little bit interesting, and again, he was really mostly focused on boosting, you know, Joe Biden and Tammy Baldwin, but he did kind of make a joke at the beginning about potentially being called three-term Tony, which would indicate he could be considering a re-election bid. His campaign kind of downplayed that, said he just hasn't made any decisions yet. But you know, he talked about bipartisanship quite a bit. He pointed to the recent shared revenue agreement that came as a result of negotiations with Republican legislative leaders and Milwaukee area Democratic leaders. Talked about kind of the bounce back from COVID, what his administration's done on that, the state's projected $7 billion surplus, but then also, you know, pointed to things that Democrats need to work on in the future, like we mentioned earlier, clean water, supporting farmers and veterans, implementing gun safety laws, legalizing marijuana, some of those being areas that there's room for bipartisanship, and some of that being pretty Democratic-led pieces of legislation.
In our last moments together, Jack, you know, which of Wisconsin's down ballot elections are looking the most interesting? What are you watching for?
Oh, gosh. I guess what I'm really watching for is, you know, will there be a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative voting districts? So the districts that make up the assembly and the state Senate. If there is, how fast will that lawsuit move? I think, you know, come 24, we could potentially have an election where, you know, control of one or both of the chambers of the legislature is on the line. And we haven't seen that in Wisconsin for quite some time. So that's kind of what I'm keeping track of.
Jesse, what is your eye on?
I would agree with Jack. You know, both the abortion lawsuit, how quickly that moves to the state Supreme Court, and how quickly, or I guess, what kind of an impact that has on elections going forward. But on a broader level, the electoral maps, I think, are going to really drive what we're looking at going forward.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesse Opoyan covers state politics at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jack Kelly is a state politics reporter at the Cap Times. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.